Innovators and practitioners are assembling this morning for AFSEA Bethesda's annual Health IT Day. That's at the Bethesda North Marriott and Conference Center. Leslie Steele is the president of AFSEA's Bethesda chapter. She helped form the agenda for today's conference, and she's standing by live with Emily Kopp at the Health IT Day. Emily.
Thanks, Tom. And Leslie, thanks for joining us. So why don't you tell us a little bit about the background of this event? You've been doing it for a while. And tell us what's happening today that's different.
Yes, this is the seventh time we've had this event. And it's a great event. It attracts a lot of people. So we identified many years ago a real need for more information sharing around the health IT community. And that's the stimulus of Health IT Day. We've continued it because, in fact, there is tremendous interest in that, and we get a great crowd every year. The nature of the discussion changes over time. Every year, there's really a process that the chapter goes through to identify the right lineup. There is a committee, and that committee works to identify what are the right topics, and we also interact with government leaders in the health IT space to get their input on what are the right topics. And so that all comes together and forms the agenda for the day.
So tell us a little bit about what's happening today.
Sure. So today there's going to be a panel about informatics. Obviously a very hot topic.
And what is informatics?
Oh, it's looking at data and how to analyze and take advantage of data to create information to make meaningful decisions. There's a panel about securing the infrastructure, and of course, security around infrastructure is always a hot topic, particularly now that we have so many cyber attacks. And when we're talking about the health infrastructure, there's a lot of private data, personal data involved. And so breaches are a bad thing, obviously, to put it most simply. Let's see. There's also a panel around patient engagement. And quite frankly, I don't know exactly what questions they'll be asking in that panel, but I'm looking forward to the topic and, in fact, the entire day. We've got some great speakers, and they're informed and they're engaged. The audience knows the topic, so I think we're going to see some really interesting questions through the course of the day.
Do you expect them to talk about these IT issues? Because I looked at the list of speakers. You've got them from a lot of civilian agencies, a number from VA, but also NIH, the CDC. Will they be talking about these issues with relations to some of the things that we've seen recently, such as VA's patient scheduling, the way that the VA handles patient care, or with the CDC and NIH, how they're looking at the Ebola outbreak in West Africa?
We are definitely having the speaker talk about Ebola, and that obviously is an important topic. I certainly hope issues around some of these other programs will come up. If they don't in the course of the conversation, I wouldn't be surprised if the speakers get questions about them. Sometimes our audience asks questions that speakers don't feel comfortable answering. So that does happen at times, but generally it just promotes more dialogue on the topic, and that's really what it's about, driving dialogue between industry and government on critical IT issues that are the topics of the day.
We're speaking with Leslie Field. She's president of AFSEA's Bethesda.
Leslie Steele.
We're speaking with Leslie Steele. My apologies. And she is president of the AFSEA Bethesda chapter. Now, you came from Arlington, and you've been telling me that, in fact, many of these members are spread throughout the D.C. area, not necessarily in the Maryland suburbs. Can you tell me a little bit about the chapter's focus?
Sure. We focus on the entire civilian sector. So we are unique among the hundreds of AFSEA chapters worldwide in that we don't have a military focus. Now, that said, there are occasions where we will bring in a speaker from the military. But by and large, we focus on the civilian sector. So the chapter really started in the early 90s when a group of vendors came together who are focused on NIH. And it started as an NIH chapter, but as our membership grew, interest expanded, we now, and have for quite a while, covered the entire civilian sector.
So tell me a little bit about what your chapter expects to do in the coming year. I know that you're, it's the end of 2014, you're going through a process where you're deciding what events to do, what issues to focus on.
Right. So we actually set up our program year to start mid-year. So we're halfway through. Twice a year, we get together with our government advisory council and seek recommendations from them on topic areas to cover in our upcoming programs. So in the next 6 months, we'll continue to have a breakfast every month. We'll have another IT day focused on public safety. We used to call it our law enforcement IT day, but at the advice of our government advisory council, we've expanded that to cover public safety more broadly. We'll have another tech symposia. The upcoming one is around cybersecurity. We'll also have a government awards program. So our government advisory council provides advice and guidance to us on issues that they're grappling with that are top of mind, and then we weave them into upcoming programs.
And you're also doing a lot of work, I understand, with STEM education.
We are. It's rather remarkable. We give a lot of money to our educational partners, public universities in Maryland. And we have structured our grants over the last 4 years to make sure that they are coming together to collaborate. And that has been a remarkable transformation. So they have, through our grant funding, created STEM pathways. This is oriented from middle school all the way through undergraduate degrees. And it's helping students understand what is STEM, what are the STEM pathways, what does it mean in terms of career, is this something I'm really interested in? If I have interested in a career in X, what do I have to study to get there? So this is remarkable. They're sharing curricula. Kids that take certain studies in high school are essentially guaranteed entrance. They can start at a community college.
Guaranteed entrance to
community college. Oh. They can get credits at community colleges, and they transfer to a four-year institution. There's not a question if they follow certain pathways. So this is building a capacity that will allow us in this area to have more STEM graduates, which in turn is great for our member companies. We need to increase the employee pool.
And along those lines, I saw one of your staff members come in here to the hotel conference
yes.
site with a golf kit, some
yes.
golf clubs.
Yes.
What is that all about?
Okay, so we have a gala every year, our Night for the Children Charity Gala, March 21st in the upcoming year. And this year, for the first time, we are doing a golf ball drop. So it's a way of raising money. Tickets are $100. Anybody can buy, whether or not you attend the gala, although we will announce the winner at the gala. You can buy a chance to win $10,000, and it's a 1 in 200 chance. So this is amazing odds. You don't get these odds. So it's going to be a fun event. It's a great little fundraiser to supplement our other fundraising. And the gala is the largest fundraiser in the federal IT space. So it's important for people to attend.
And there's a golf ball drop, which I didn't know until today, but there's a helicopter that drops golf balls down
exactly.
onto a golf course. So
exactly. And the closest one to the hole is the winner. So it's great. Very
right.
fun.
Very creative. Leslie Steele is the president of AFSEA's Bethesda chapter. And Leslie, thank you.
Thank you.